Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Welcome to the Drew Barrymore Show. Please welcome Courtney Cox, David Arquette, and Ned Campbell.
Yes! I'm just so excited. I don't even want to pretend like we are who we are. I want to kick it old school and get in a time machine and go back 25 years, and we're in Santa Rosa, California. I was 20 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Tell me one thing that, like, no one has ever known or seen or heard, something that's, like, emblematic of that time, you know?
I was thinking of this yesterday, and I was remembering a dinner that we had at the Wrap. Just after we'd wrapped, we went to this Italian restaurant in Santa Rosa, and we all sat down around a table, and everyone got up one by one and talked about how life-changing the experience was on the movie. And yes, there was, like, we felt, had a sense of lightning in a bottle on the film itself, but the experience for each of us was extremely meaningful. So that dinner was kind of amazing.
I remember some faint memory of us all, like, group of us all hanging out by a tree.
I remember that too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right at the end. Mm-hmm. It was, like, right under a tree. Mm-hmm.
Was that with the bonfire? Because we did have
a fire.
We were outside and we had a bonfire. And I actually remember us talking. I can't remember who said it. I think maybe it was Matt might have said, do you think if this actually does well, that there could be a costume? And we were all like, nah, really? Do you think a costume? And now, I mean, every year, every Halloween, I open the door and there's a ghost face at some point.
I remember them coming back, like, it must have been right toward the shooting, beginning of the shooting. And, like, they had gone and found the mask. Mm-hmm. They said they found it in the back of this toy store. Weston, like, any of the masks he was seeing, he said, do you have anything old in the back, like, under something? And then they found the mask.
No way. I don't remember that.
And I had, like, the party room. I had the crazy party room where I had, like, black light posters and things on the wall, lava lamps, and everyone would come and commune there.
When you stay in Santa Rosa, you're destined just to hang out with each other. You can't just pop in and out. It was a real bonding experience for all of us.
Yeah.
And we all became really good friends. And I mean, right? It was just, and Wes just so wonderful. And all the producers were great. We were a big family for sure.
We became so close, Courtney. I remember at the poster shoot, I was, like, having a nervous breakdown because I was having a false sense of being pregnant. I kept asking you, how do you know if you're pregnant? Like, I'm freaking out. We're supposed to shoot this poster, but oh my God, like, I just started dating somebody and I how do you know? I felt safe going to you. Like, you were the mature, safe person in the room.
I was the,
like,
older one, and I was the right person to ask.
I remember also being, like, so excited as an actor to do a scary movie. And I don't think there had been a film like Scream where it was such high stakes and so terrifying and then, like, campy and humorous and a comedy at the next turn.
Yeah. Also, just to, you know, to kill off the iconic Drew Barrymore in the first segment of the film, and it was 13 minutes or 14, it was so powerful that you knew they were going to take a chance like that, that you just knew it was going to be so just this shocking to the audience.
Okay, so Courtney, you're playing Monica on Friends, and then you get to come on this film. What is it that you tell yourself or like talk to Wes about where you're like, I want this to be different, and this is how?
Well, I think that I had to talk Wes into letting me do this. I definitely had a thing where I needed to prove that I could be, you know, bitchy, or, you know, she was just kind of ruthless. But at the same time, we were kind of the comic, you know, I was over the top. So it was a different kind of comedy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I loved it. I loved all the, you know, at each scream, I would try to come up with a different look for her that was just over the top gross or ugly or too much, whether it was
the bangs.
Oh, well, that was the worst. I don't want to, I forgot about it. There's nothing worse, but that was a big lesson in life, because that will forever be on film. And we only had one set of bangs. And I remember they were cut on the set. You're supposed to have like a thing that starts back here, far back, and that's where the part goes for the bangs. For some reason, someone put it here and started cutting, and I went, well, I don't have a choice now.
I can't remember that day, because we were all like, no, they're good, really.
The highest voice you can get, the pitch.
It's so cute. And here we are, one of the most successful, iconic franchises in cinema history. Congratulations to you guys. You know, that mask is iconic. There's a new Scream. Like, how exciting is that?
You know what's special is because of COVID, the younger cast, the newer cast in this film had a very similar experience to ours. They were all forced into one hotel together. They obviously weren't spending time with anyone else outside of the film. So they were basically isolated together in the same way that we felt we were in Santa Rosa. And they had a very similar experience. They bonded, they had a blast. They're big fans of this franchise. So that was really cool to see how excited they were to be a part of these films.
Yeah,
it's nice
actors.
To see that. Oh, yeah, and they're amazing, like really talented kids. So
I gave them all a Bob Ross painting lesson, because I'm a certified Bob Ross instructor. So I bought them all kits, and we all sat around painting together.
David!
3-week course in Florida. You can all become one.
What do you not do?
Right?
Okay, so are you guys proud of this movie? How do you feel about the new directors who came in, you know, picking up something so legacy? Like, Nev, from your perspective, how do you feel about this reboot?
Great. Honestly, I think, you know, I'd been apprehensive about jumping into this when I'd heard it was being made, just because I think we all were a bit nervous about making it without Wes, because he's so responsible for the mastery of these films and this franchise. But the directors, Matt and Tyler, sent me a letter prior to my accepting the film, telling me that they actually were inspired to make Ready or Not, their other film, by the Scream movies, and they became directors because of Wes Craven. And that meant so much to me. They said in the letter, we're going to honor his legacy. We really believe in his work, and this is going to be a genuine Scream movie. It's going to be in that same vein and energy and at the same level, and we want to do right by it. I mean, it was such a beautiful letter, and they did it. Honestly, they did it. The movie is great. Fans are not going to be disappointed, and I'm really glad that I signed on to this one.
Courtney, what's it like from your perspective?
It was really emotional when I walked on the set and felt like I was right back in Woodsboro, but, you know, Wes wasn't there, and it was just like, oh God. I mean, there was a lot of tears all the time, and just feeling him. But like Nev said, the directors they were so kind, and so every single thing they did was in honor of Wes. Yeah. And Matt and Tyler are just incredible directors. So I enjoyed it. And I just love the feeling of bringing something back and knowing it's going to be as good as the first and different, but still in the vein of you know, the class that it had.
I'm so glad. All right, we'll be right back after a quick commercial break with more from the cast of Scream.
Hello?
Hey, Sid, it's me.
Dewey? Oh my God, how are you?
Sid, it's happening again.
Some idiot in a ghost face mask. 3 attacks so far.
But something about this one just feels different. Do you have a gun?
I'm Sydney Prescott, of course I have a gun.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Get to some Super Scream fans for a little Drew and Day. All right, we're gonna take a look at a quick clip that's actually related to this. Take a look.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Why? You wanna ask me out on a date?
Maybe. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
All right, Corey and Sean, what's your question?
I don't know if you can see, but I made this shirt for you, Courtney. It says, Gays Love Gail Weathers.
Yeah. I love that.
That scene is so iconic, and this movie is so iconic. I was wondering, was there ever a moment that when you were filming that you just sat back and was like, wow, we really just created something so iconic that will stand the test of time?
I think there was no way to know that these films would have this kind of a life. I think, as I said earlier, I think we had a sense of lightning in a bottle, but to know that they would last 25 years and that millions of people would be Uber fans and that, you know, we'd see our faces tattooed on people's legs, which has happened many times. there's no way to comprehend that.
Yeah. Thank you, Corey and Sean,
so much.
Thank you for wearing your Courtney Cox sweatshirt. Okay, let's take a quick look at another iconic scene that a fan has a question about.
Sub 9, what happened? Are you all right?
She's not answering any questions, all right? Just leave us alone.
No, Tatum, it's okay. She's just doing her job, right, Kim?
Yes, that's right.
So, how's the book?
Well, it'll be out later this year.
Oh, I'll look for it.
I'll send you a copy.
Hi, guys. So my question is for Nevin Courtney. Your characters seriously kick butt and including each other at times. But who would win in a fight between Gail, Sydney, and Laurie Strode, a.k.a. Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween?
I think it would have to go down between you and Jamie because I'd be out. Somehow I'd be putting lipstick on and somebody would just slash me.
I think I got to give it to Laurie.
Really?
Oh my! Well, I mean, Jamie Lee. Come on,
she's such an incredible
woman, and yeah.
Awesome! Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, we're gonna take a look at our next clip related to our next question.
There's a formula to it. A very simple formula. Everybody's a suspect.
I'm telling you, the dad's a red herring. It's Billy.
How do we know you're not the killer?
Huh? Huh?
Hi, Billy.
This fan is on Zoom. Hi, what's your question?
Do you think the character of Randy died too soon?
For sure. Of course. We'd all love to have Randy back.
Randy is funny.
Do you mind taking off your mask, sir?
Oh.
up, buddy?
Sorry, guys. I didn't get to shave yet.
Looks good on you.
Hi, Jamie. Look awesome, buddy.
Hey, Jamie.
Jamie, will you tell us one thing about your Scream experience that nobody might know? Give us a fly on the wall memory.
I was always the fifth wheel, the third wheel. After me and Nev and Matthew went to the city together and Champagne Supernova. Remember that, Nev? And we were always listening to Oasis. Mm. And you guys had a budding thing. And Courtney and David, I don't know if you remember the table read, but after we shared a limo at the airport together, and let's just say you guys were, you know, had your own part of the limo and I was over here. Everything was fine. And boy, Drew, you asked for something no one knew. There you go.
And here we are, 25 years later. Jamie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, more with the cast of Scream, my fellow friends, right after the break.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I tried running too. It doesn't work, it always follows.
All due respect, that's your life, not mine.
I'm not so sure about that.
What do you want from me, lady?
Hey, watch your tone, new girl.
You know how they always say it goes back to the original? Here's the original. I want your help. Because you're wrong, this is your life now, which means that whoever this is gonna keep coming for you.
So?
So I want you to help us kill him.
You want me to help you and the host of a morning show commit murder?
Correct. Yeah.
Cox and Nev Campbell in the new Scream, and we are here along with David Arquette. All right, before we go, it's the final five. All right, I'm gonna ask each one of you quick rapid fire questions. David, worst habit during the movie?
Drinking has been the worst habit. I don't anymore, so thank goodness.
Nev! What was your worst habit during the movie?
We were staying at the DoubleTree Hotel and they had cookies on the pillowcase every day and I ate those cookies every single day.
Courtney, what was your worst habit during the movie?
I wonder if I smoked then. I probably did, yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes.
David, what is the scariest thing about you?
I beat myself up, you know? I'm just very critical of myself and that's the toughest thing. Mm-hmm.
Nev, what's the scariest thing about you?
I'm Canadian. There's not a whole lot scary about us. I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
Well, I think...
I'm passing it
no,
to you.
I think that mine would be my critical voice. Maybe not in the same way. You know, dealing with, as I get older, and all the other things you do to criticize yourself, as opposed to just accepting... That would probably be the scariest and worst.
David, have you ever seen a ghost in real life?
I don't know. I feel the energy sometimes, but I don't think I've seen a ghost in real life.
Nev?
There was a house that I owned, the very first house I owned, that someone passed away in. And I was not the only person to have experiences in that house.
Courtney, have you ever seen a ghost in real life?
I haven't seen a ghost, but I did live in a house that was believed to be haunted. I answered the door one day and there was a UPS guy or a, you know, FedEx person there. And they said, do you know that your house is haunted? And I go, well, I've heard that, but why? He goes, because there's someone standing behind you.
Wow.
Wow. Ooh, that's a good scary one.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Okay, last question. How did this movie change you, David?
We had a daughter out of it, and, you know, she's the greatest thing in my life. And so that really is the most impactful thing that's ever happened to me in this business.
Yeah. Nev, how did this movie change you?
I mean, this movie gave me everything. It was a springboard, I think, for all of us. I mean, it really, its success really helped pave the way for all of us in our careers. And my life would be very, very different without Scream.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Courtney, how did this movie change you?
Well, besides the obvious, I will not go to the bathroom in a movie theater or just about like any sports area. It doesn't matter. I always look underneath and prefer just not to go. I will not go into a parking lot by myself. And if I do, my heart is racing and I'm constantly looking.
Okay, I'm so honored to be a part of this journey with you guys. And I congratulate you with all of my heart for 25 years. Also, everyone in our studio audience is going to go home with this 4K Ultra HD DVD because it's out for the very first time like this. Thank you to Paramount Home Entertainment.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back. All right, over the past 25 years, Scream fans all over the world have had some incredible viewing parties. So I asked my culinary partner in crime, Chef Pilar Valdez, to come up with some really fun, spooky treats that everybody can make for their viewing party, especially now that you all have these awesome collector's items of these 4K DVDs of the original movie. So if you're at home and you're gonna have a Scream viewing party, Pilar, what you got?
All right, so first up, it wouldn't be a Scream viewing party without some Jiffy Pop.
Oh,
so
I know
I've
it well.
Got some Jiffy Pop going over here, and I hope I don't burn
oh,
it.
Oh, look, it's starting to go.
It's starting to pop, so I'm gonna just like park it and move it back.
God, that's
but
so satisfying.
While that's popping on the side-ish, we're gonna do a little bit of a beverage. I've got a beet and ginger beer.
Ooh.
It's a mocktail, so it's completely non-alcoholic. And then we have little ghost face cups over here, which
I
is just
this.
Basically a black cup. And then you can take a little bit of a white marker or white out and draw your favorite ghost face over there. Little cocktail. Little mocktail.
That is a very unique, Pilar. It does taste like a cocktail. It's very fancy, very earthy. Mm-hmm.
So it is beet juice, but then we use a little ginger beer, which is non-alcoholic, and then a little lemon and honey. And you top it off with tonic water, and it has that vibe of a cocktail without being alcoholic.
And this tastes like a really great cocktail.
Yep. It's a really, really good base. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
All right.
I love this.
in honor of your guts on the show, we made...
You mean because I end up hanging from a tree with all my guts hanging out?
Unfortunately, with our guts spilling out. So this is a cross between a pull-apart bread, a Sharon Tear bread, and a pizza. And we basically stuffed it with Parmesan and mozzarella and pepperoni.
Oh my God, and all that's in there?
All that's in there. There's a knife, but I feel like we can also just like go at it.
Like tear at it.
And then we serve it with a little bit of a, like a tomato sauce on the side that you can sort of dip and swipe as you go.
I think I pulled the large intestine.
I'm going for the small intestine over here. So I recipe tested this.
Oh my God. I have to say, this is amazing.
I like a mouthful.
But it doesn't taste like a pizza. It tastes like, it's so unique.
It's super satisfying, real crowd pleaser. And you can really shape it into anything, but I think the guts is really a nice touch.
I love that. And then you've got the bloody sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm so in. Carry on.
All right. Moving on, we've got a little bit of a sweet. We're going to go that way. And we have these beautiful vanilla lemon cupcakes with a little bit of a candy knife. I think some of them have access and some of them have knives. And then Drew, I'm gonna have you cut into it.
I love it.
I love how you're wielding that knife. We have a little bit of a surprise in the middle. So if you cut all the way down, it's stuffed with a little cherry pie filling. So it's an oozy, bloody cupcake.
This is delicious. I'm really into the bloody insides.
It's cherry pie filling.
Cherry pie! Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's like a play on a vanilla cherry soda, basically.
I absolutely love it.
To finish off, you ready, Drew?
Yes.
Are you sure?
All right.
The last thing. All right, so we took some popcorn. And here we have a little bit of bloody butter for our popcorn.
Wait a minute, how do you make bloody butter?
It's melted butter, a little cayenne, a little red coloring, and a little salt. And if I had a bowl, I would mix that for you properly. But you're gonna pour it over, et voila.
That's beautiful, Pilar.
I like it with a little bit of the cayenne.
Yeah, just it has a little tiny bit of heat on there. And like at the very end.
Just at the end.
Yeah, very subtle.
A little surprising, like.
Like this one?
Like that one, very subtle over here.
I'm so grateful to all the ghost face in our audience and everyone here for being Scream fans and supporting this endeavor and the release of this new film that's gonna make people so happy and come together and like celebrate life in the, you know, in a horror movie kind of way. Cheers. And for all of those movies that you can binge in anticipation of the release, go to our website at thedrewbarrymoreshow.com to get all of Pilar's crazy, amazing recipes. Okay, we'll be right back.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Your cozy good news scarf, keeping that little draft of bad news off your neck. We won't have that here. There it is. And with me at the desk is my intrepid co-pilot, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody.
In the news, we've all been celebrating the life of the American comedy legend, Betty White.
Oh, yes.
A And now the Miami Herald reports that a new campaign is spreading in her honor. It's called the Betty White Challenge. And on January 17th, which would be her 100th birthday, fans are donating $5 to an animal charity of their choice in Betty's name, or going and actually adopting an animal.
Yeah.
And Betty always said that if she wasn't in show business, she'd be a zookeeper. I have to say, when I think of Betty White, she is synonymous with pet rescue. Mm-hmm. And so I was watching, you know, all these things. I loved watching this one thing where they just said, you know, why do you think that you resonate with people so much? And she's like, you know, I can't see myself that way, which is so humble and what we love about her. She said, but I will say that I just think that kindness is everything. Mm. And I think if we could honor that kindness by supporting the things she loved and believed in and cared about the most, you know, rescuing animals and taking care of our four-legged friends.
And what if you adopt one and name it Betty?
That's the best idea ever.
I know. There's going to be like a million little kitties and puppies named Betty just running around, and she would love that.
Currently have...
Do the math.
5 rescues at home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to donate $5.
I love it.
And I'm not letting my children know about this challenge at all.
Well, you know, Betty did so much good, and people recently shared some of Betty's secret to a long life. We should all aim to live like she did. And at the top of her list, she says, accentuate the positive. That was important to her. Focus on what is positive. And I love this one too. Enjoy your junk food. Yeah, Betty loved red vines, potato chips, hot dogs, and vodka.
Sandra Bullock said, in honor of Betty White, I'm gonna have a hot dog and a vodka tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, she also loved... According to people, she also loved red vines and potato chips. And
really?
We have them right here. Yeah, we gotta live like Betty White a little bit.
I don't know if this is weird, but whenever I would get red vines at the movie theater, I love to whip people with them. Feel it. It kind of hurts, right?
It kind of does hurt. Stop it.
I know. Ow.
It hurts more than I thought it would.
It's fun to go to the movie theater, though, and surprise your friend with pain. Just a little whip.
You are so twisted, you know that?
I know. You know what I love about Betty White? Betty White walked through this earth for nearly 100 years and told us all to be good people, but to enjoy ourselves and laugh. And I think the tone of her life is as perfect of a life that I've ever seen as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
And I'm just... grateful to Betty White because we're all better for her having been on this planet.
Absolutely. That's a legacy. That is a legacy.
Betty White is a tone and a life all of her own.
Yeah, I know. I'll never forget her. You know, I got to meet her a few times and she was so wonderful. I got to work with her and she was just so kind and giving when, like, she's Betty White. And I was like, oh, I'm Betty White, you know.
Do you have any Betty White stories?
Well, she was just, she would come on The Tonight Show a lot. And remember, I worked on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno back
in
the day.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, you know.
Hello, Ross the intern.
Yes. And she would come on and we would shoot these scenes together. And, you know, we did like 900 things in a day. So we would show up and be like, what are we doing now? And she was right there, knew her lines, knew her mark. She was like the total pro always. And she was like 85 at the time. And I mean, I remember thinking like, that's how you do it. That is how you do it.
I don't think there's anybody like her.
No, and if you can do it with red vines, potato chips, vodka, and a hot dog, you're living your best life.
I know. I love that she loved junk food, too.
I know. We eat just a little bit of junk food around here. I don't know if you noticed.
It's true.
Well, next we have a spicy little rumor that's heating up online. Okay, anyone here miss Kim Cattrall on the new Sex and the City and Just Like That? You missing her?
Yeah, it's weird without her, for sure.
Well, if you're missing Samantha Jones in Style Report, she may be back in a crossover event on the next season of Emily in Paris. Let me explain. Here are the connections. Emily in Paris was created by Darren Star, who also created Sex and the City.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even put that together.
Yes, and the fabulous costumes are done by legendary Patricia Field, who also did the costumes on Sex and the City for all those years.
That's right.
And both Emily and Samantha work in PR and happen to be living in Europe right now. So connect the dots, do the math, carry the one, crossover. It could happen. Do you think that all of a sudden Samantha could be in Paris? So I have a theory that I think at the end of And Just Like That, Kim Cattrall as Samantha Jones is going to make one appearance. All right, because if you're watching, you see they keep texting, Carrie keeps texting Samantha. And yeah. Wouldn't it be the biggest pop culture moment of all time if all of a sudden, last episode of the season, boom, Samantha's back?
I think that would be, in the words of Paris Hilton, hot.
That would be huge.
Yeah, that would be, they kind of, it wants that too.
It needs to happen.
All right, well, finally, I don't remember the first pizza I ever had, but I'm pretty sure it was love at first bite. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's carbs, cheese, and tomato. Why wouldn't it be? But this little baby is going viral on TikTok. Newsweek reports a mom named Steph Kimball posted this video of her daughter Sally taking her first bite of pizza. You cannot even handle. Look at how cute this is. Look at her. Look at her. Oh my God, no. Can you stand it?
Oh my God.
Welcome to the club, baby. I mean, come on, Rossi, can you stand it?
I know, I can't even.
She kind of like puts her chin up.
No.
Okay, now eat pizza like Samantha Jones.
I can't do that on television.
Honey. I'm just saying, this pizza's really doing something.
I haven't had a hot slice like this. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I don't know if it's the pizza or the Samantha, but I'm happy. We'll be right back.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Welcome back to Truth News. You know what I did? I went and watched the first season of Golden Girls in honor of Betty White.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And it's so funny because, you know, we're talking about Sex and the City, and I was like, kind of more that age as those girls were growing up, and it was so informative to all of us. But when I was a kid, I didn't relate to the Golden Girls as much. I liked it as much as a lot of people liked it, sort of for that kitsch and friendship factor. But now I'm watching it, I'm like, oh yeah, these are my problems. I'm nearing 50.
Right.
And then, you know, I think it's Bea Arthur is like 50, and it's like she's ready to hang it up, and I'm like, wait, what?
What? You are not hanging anything up.
No, I'm not. I'm most certainly not.
No, you're not. It's always funny, but now it's like when you get it, you get it now, because we're, you know, we're there.
Because we're golden.
We're golden, girl. We are golden.
What's next, Rossi?
Well, we got some big superhero movie news. Variety reports that Michael Keaton Remember, he played Batman?
Oh, I'll never forget.
Well, he's getting back in the bat suit for an upcoming HBO Max movie called Batgirl. He's starring alongside Leslie Grace from In the Heights. He was in Tim Burton's Batman, you remember, in 1989, and then Batman Returns in 1992. I think maybe he was my favorite Batman because I went to the movie theater, my grandma got me a ticket, and I got a lunchbox and the whole thing. And
did she whip you with a red vine?
How dare you? No, but I did have like a little crush, not like that kind of crush, but a crush on Kim Basinger. It was like I wanted to comb her hair.
That was not the cast member at all I thought you were going to be crushing on, Rossi.
Yeah, well, I'm very layered. I'm like an onion, just peel me. But I really wanted to I wanted to play with her hair and French braid it and then, you know, go out to drink.
Vicky Vale?
Vicky Vale.
Was that her name? Yeah.
Vicky Vale, uh-huh.
There's some really great Batmans. I was in a Batman. Yeah. I was.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
What were you in?
Batman Forever, which was Val Kilmer.
Okay.
And I played Sugar to Debbie Mazar's Spice. And we started off as Tommy Lee Jones's Bad Girls, but then we switched teams. And she stays with Tommy Lee Jones, and I go off with Jim Carrey.
Do you know that I think you're the coolest person I've ever met? You can just sort of like drop in like, oh yeah, I was in a Batman movie, remember that?
I was just hanging out wearing lingerie. My costume was lingerie.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
No. No. I see lingerie now and I'm like, hell no. White granny panties for the win.
Granny panties. That'll come in handy on the Golden Girls.
Okay, well, guess what? Mm. Our next story is we have got the latest winter fashion trend on social media. You're not going to believe this. It's the balaclava. Mm. That's right. Remember what used to terrify us if we saw it? Like, kind of like the scream mask? Yeah, the balaclava that was like... It's like a skier's mask.
Oh, like a ski, like a
burglar's mask.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay, those freak me out.
I can't believe this is trending because I just ordered one on Amazon a week ago.
For real?
Yes, so it turns out the Zoe report says it's popping up everywhere from high fashion runways to DIY versions on TikTok, and the balaclava is actually named after a port town in Ukraine. And when the British and Irish troops fought there in 1852, their wives knit them full face masks to deal with the freezing temperatures. And we actually have some here, Rossi.
Yeah,
is this true? We
got you some. Look how cute that says for you, flower beauty.
This is different than the balaclava I'm picturing.
Oh, this is like a hoodie.
Oh my God, this is the cutest thing I've...
Can I try this one? Hold on, I want to get in this. That's really cute on you.
I mean, this just looks like something that came out of my closet. Are you kidding? Oh,
this
no!
is you through and through. I look like Grey Gardens.
Drew's News Edie Beal edition. Let me try that one on.
What's this one?
I ordered one that like fully covers my face.
This one, look, this looks like Roseanne's couch.
Right, it totally does. I want this.
Yeah, this is what you're looking for, right?
If there's one thing society has allowed us to do, it's like cover up and be more mysterious.
They should make a hybrid mask one of these.
Yeah, this is not doing anything for me right now.
Not, and I will echo you, that's not doing anything for you right now.
Oh my God, I do look like Edie Beal again.
Do.
Well, in that case, I should say, we'll be right back.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Welcome back. Before we say goodbye, we love to play a quick round of Truth or Dare. And since we're celebrating Scream today. We actually have two huge Scream fans here. It's Jenna and Destiny.
Hi.
Now, in Truth or Dare, usually I'll say or do anything. Because I'm game. Mm-hmm. But actually, I'm going to hand this one over to you today. Take it away.
Thank you. I wrote a little something because I write a lot of poetry, but I knew today I needed a little help. Destiny.
Oh, God.
Our story is one of growth, communication, unwavering support, and love. We might not have started because of Scream, but our journey and our love has flourished through all of the adventures and the amazing people that we've met along the way. We are here because of all of those people, and you, and just everybody that lifted us up. Now, I know you were bummed because you didn't have a family heirloom to pass down between you and your brothers from your grandma when she passed, but your mom had that taken care of behind the scenes. It is an honor to have this opportunity, and an even bigger one to ask you this with the ring that belonged to your favorite person, your grandma. I am so lucky, and we are so lucky. So, Destiny Justine. Oh, God. Will you marry me?
Of course, yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you.
How do you feel?
I'm so happy. This is amazing. I was like, I'm so ready to ask this question.
Yay!
Like, you had no idea?
No idea.
Oh, I love that. I'm so happy.
And you know what's so beautiful is that you choose each other, mm-hmm. you know? And that's the hope for all of us, you know? That we might get to choose somebody or that somebody chooses us to choose to love, to be brave enough to love, to show that love. Thank you for doing it here with us today. It's such an honor.
No, it's an honor. Here.
Thank you. I love love!
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.